The Mishnah Megillah on that Lamed, the base, Lamed Alam, Lamed Alam, Lamed Alam, and here the Mishnah talks about Kriya Satera on the Yadin, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, mentions Chanukah and Purim also, so the Yadin, Drabanan, and then interestingly mentions the Kriya Satera of Mamadei and Panesim. And then it even throws in the Kriya Satera of Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. And it tells us what you learn in all these cases. And then, at the end of the whole Mishnah, the Mishnah says, where did all these Kriya Satera come from? Shenema, Vaidava Moshe, Vaidava Hashem, Vaidava, which the Rebbe Sadr here, and the Chumash, and Hamidava, and on this pasuk says that the pasuk extra, and every pasuk, everything that Hashem told Moshe to teach Christ, so he taught them. He told them, and Moshe did it. Here also, he told them, Vaidava Moshe, the extra pasuk. They say, no, Vaidava Moshe, the Hainu, that this has to be contained, said over and over and over again. And that's the Makar, that always in Yantiv, every Yantiv, we have to be laning these mitzvahs, this passion, and Moshe taught Christ. So we have to be doing the same every Yantiv. That's the mission. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Vaidava Moshe is Meadish on Benezo, Akula Masnitsinka. It's one of the whole mission. Now, the whole mission means Mamadri, Tainis, Beis Vehei, and Shabbos Mincha. That's what it appears. I'm just saying, if you read Rashi, Rashi says, Akula Masnitsinka. Every halacha mentioned in this Mishnah, Vaidava Moshe is the Makar for that Kriya. Then Rashi continues and says, "Mikan shemitzvah likrois the yom hamoyed mein yonoi hamayadis." Mamodis is not a moyed pashas. Tainus is zichen not a moyed, and beis vehei is zichen not a moyed. Well, something's a little funny. On top of that, it's interesting that the Mishnah leaves out the Kriya Satera of Shabbos. There's no mention here of the Kriya Satera of Shabbos Vavayka, the regular Kriya of Shabbos Vavayka. Now, the Yerushalmi and the Masechta Sefer leaves out Mamadai and Tainus, even Chanukah and Purim, and puts in Shabbat. The Rif brings down the Yerushalmi and says Shabbat, Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, and Rosh Chodesh. I'll play that much of the Ma'ade Hashem over there, so you have to learn. So what's interesting is, again, our Mishnah leaves out Shabbos, our Mishnah puts in Tainus and Mamadis, and Beis Vehei, and it sounds like the Shenema goes on everything around. She says Shenema is Akula Masitzin Kari. So why is Shabbos left out, and does this pasuk actually go on Beis Vehei? Then Rashi goes and says, no, it's going on Mayadis. And Yerushalmi leaves out Tainus and Mamadis, which is Gishmak, not Yadis, and leaves out Chanukah Purim because it's not this pasuk for the Chanukah Purim. There was no such thing as Chanukah Purim at this point. Chanukah Purim is coming later, and it is in Shabbos. So the Meiri, when he brings down this Mishnah, I read his lashon. He says, "Koyma, Masha Onu Maskikin Likroi B'chol Zman." Don't say Moyes. B'chol Zman Me In Yona Shel Yoimhu. Shoyim, Kozma and Yonah Shoyim, who mitam mashenema. It's mashma nemiri that Yom Tov is Vadaska. It's a kriya that when there's a specific day, it's something that they stand for something. So you're supposed to be meramis to an Indian with a kriya. Yom Tov is a mashal. A mayid did something miyuchad about this day. It's a Yom Tov. So the kriya is about Yom Tov. A tainus is a tainus, not a mayid. But it's also a yoyim that's miyuchid. Mamadis is a yoyim that's miyuchid. Beis Vehei, I don't know. Make it miyuchid. The Tais is called Yimei Rotsin. And it's hard to say that that's a yoyim miyuchid. Remember, that's the Tais that when the sack is lame, Beis Vehei, because it's Yimei Rotsin, you mutch him. What does the priest start to do Yimei Rotsin? Again, maybe there's something special about the day. Chayes Nish. Maybe Beis Vehei is Vavdavka. But the Chol HaPach is like Rashi, we could not have that it's going back on Tainus and Mamadis also. And the emphasis is usually getting out of the Shulchan. But the Shulchan, when he brings in this halacha, the Shulchan says, the last, it's rather the last page before the Yimbalad, before the Yassin, the Shulchan says, very interesting lesson. He says, Vatam. What's the Kriya? The Vatam Jewish Kodesh. Now it could be the Babli left there, because the Babli was listing all the Kriyas besides the Kriya of the state of Azera. There's a natural state that we saw from Bereshit go to the end. That was like Ungernolin already. The Mishnah was telling you all the other Kriyas besides Alpiyah Seder, that's what left that Shabbos. But I find the Shabbos is based on the Yadam Moshe. Zot, Yorch Shulchan, Yerushalmi Yedin Shabbos, the Sergeant Yedin Shabbos. About these things, by Yadam Moshe goes to Shabbos too. But there, who Kriyas the Tishaba, the Tainus Tziba, Nesaknu achachach l'tzid of Lashon. Nesaknu achach memeila. Memeila. Memeila? What memeila? What's memeila? He's saying, Dibalt, we have a makar that whenever there's something special about the day, so the Torah said you have to make a kriya of binigayah there. So once they were nesaknu, your time is, memeila, even though it's not a mayid, it doesn't need mayid. It's something in the yuchad about the day, memeila gets its kriya satayr. The Gam came big there is my shrubbing. Kibon she tike livrei kol dafa v'zmanu. Because the parish is meiri. It's lav dafka yontif. It's when the zman is miyuchad. And if he has eyes, I'm sorry, that he feels like that. He leaves out Chanuk and Purim. The meiri, and others say that Chanuk and Purim is also, it's memeila. Because Chanuk and Purim, it's a yontif. So even though it's a drabonic yontif, but once Moshe shtal abed, a yontif gets a kriya. So once Chazal make a yontif drabonim, of course it gets a kriya. Now it's not that Moshe spoke about Chanukah Purim, but Moshe's takana includes whenever you're going to get a yontif, it's going to get a kriya. The main of Chanukah Purim is getting a kriya based on Moshe, not Moshe's dick. And it will never get zidereitza or takana's Moshe, but it's that Indian. And he says that even by tainus, that's the chuluk of Gan, which is really luchera mi'i. Again, the Yom Beis Dehei was being murdered on Rashi. He said, "Cool enough if the Lechera Beis Dehei wouldn't fit into that." The Pimagodim in Sima Kuflam Hei says clearly that Tainus, the Kriya of Tainus, has nothing to do with the Yom Moshe Mei Hashem Bar Yisrael. It's the Kama Tagamar. Let me the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, whatever you want to call the Gemara, because the Gemara means what it says, it's not to do with Moshe. It's a Bezundra Takana. But Moshe never done for the Pasha, that it's a Bezundra Takana of La'er Lachuva, to Kriya La'er Lachuva. It's not to do with the Yama Moshe. Shulchan, it's clear, and the Miri, which I was saying, that it does have to do with the Abba Moshe, because that Moshe is not that for young. It's a very important two ways that are going to see the Mishnah. Okay. And the end of this is all Megillah that's on Rav. And that's on the days of Megillah. There's a Gemara that says the Yabim Moshe is Me'ad Hashem Bnei Yisrael. It's quoting our Mishnah. The Tzvaf says she carried us and called Echad Echad his mamay. And then it says Tamar Rabban on Moshe Tikkun Yisrael she Yushayim and Bedarshim and Yarnish Shal Yoyim Tech 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 Two Gemara that go together. Now Both are learned from the same pasuk, and the Mashal explains how you have to learn two different makaris. There's two diktukim in this pasuk, and one diktuk is a pasuk that teaches you a kriyas ha'tayra, the zun the tiyatzis, and then there's nacha diktuk in the pasuk that teaches you they have to teach the halachas negate to the yatzis. That's what Mashal explains pshat mi gemara. In other rishonim, you know, here nice diktukim in the smag, in the shvat, and the relates in the Rambam this way that way. That the Paiskim Atumah is coming, the Bach is Matni already. How can people on the Kaim dismiss the Hilchas Chag B'Chag? It should be a din, you have to learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag. And they want to say that you yoitz the Hilchas Chag B'Chag with the Kriyas Aharet. Which is an interesting thing, because again, Hilchas Chag B'Chag means the halachas, you're not learning much halachas from laying the Sukkim. You know, some of you bring Kabbalah or something, but it doesn't teach you halachas. But if you're talking that the halachas of the Chag is not to know the halachas. That's Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. It's the Indian of Asaras Chag, Pirsum, the Moira, the Metrim the Chag. I think it's Mavula Devin Rashi. Rashi, on that Dalad in Megillah, says, Shoyin the Darshan, the Rashi, what does it mean? This Gemara. Gemara is handing out this halacha of Hilchas Chag B'Chag, the Rashi, you know what it means? That they would mind the Turban Mufechachim, Lidrash, Igeret, Purim, Barabim. They would dash in the Megillah. Turish. Where is the Megillah? With all the Chazal on the Megillah. Since they didn't lay on Shabbos, they didn't do this. And that's why it was Shash Hashem Yavirin. That's the Sugya of Dalam. Shash Hashem Yavirin. They did it with the Megillah. Rashi on that Ramad day, on the same Gemara says, Malam Yitzhoy, Vedabin Yom, Tilchus Komoy, Lemoy, Zman, Ladir, Chukke, Lekin, Vitereitza. What is this? Is it halacha? Is it drash? Teretz is one thing. It's handling the other. It maybe half of the both, and he won. This is the key of it. This is the key of it. Does he have to learn all the halacha? No. Does he have to get everything halacha in? He can't. One day get all the halacha in. It means you have to be maskir the yantar. And if you have to be maskir the yantar, you yaitu that with the drash. You yaitu with the halacha. But it's not a lima halacha to get in. And I think it's a mighty dictator. Where does the Rambam bring down this halacha? I didn't learn much Shavuot night. I'm sleeping most of the night. But this is the one thing I learned Shavuot night. It hit me Shavuot night, so it made me feel good that I did something by night instead of staring at my Gemara. Hilchus Tfilah. This is Hilchus Tfilah. Hamidika Pasha to call yourself. Shemashlim, am I right? What's this? Where was it? You want this gimel? Okay. What? Here's the Rambam. Here's the gimel. What? Here's the gimel. Okay, I got it. Dr. Rambam, Mafsikin l'mayadai u'yem kippurim v'karim inyan amoyed u'ay v'say v'shabit. Sorry, Gishmak. Moshe Tikin Lam, we saw she carried Mechomoy and Yonah. It's already nice, Victor. I'm a whole Tfila. He puts in Hilchus Tfila and Hilchus Tfila. It's a Tfila. This is talking about investor already. This is a Zach. It's a mistake, not Tfila. The same Allah. Vishayman Vidarshim and Yonah Shayoy Mechomoy and Moy. Vishayman Vidarshim and Yonah Shayoy. Doesn't say Allah. Mechomoy and Moy. That's Allah. That's Tfila. That's Tfila. If it's a scholar of like Meina Ma'ira, that's Tzilzik. It's the same meaning as Laning Zazah. That's part of the Tzilzik of Yosef is you, Nezek and Yosef, you talk about Yosef, it's a Tzilzik is in. And the Rambam brings down Hilchus Tzilzik. And he brings it in Bad Zubad together with Moshe Tikkun when we saw Shikarim Chomoy Ben Yoni, Bishayim and Vidarshan, it's one Allah Chayim, it's a Mashmai, it's like these are friends of Shatim, and it's back and forth. If the Rambam, your din of Shoyim with the Kriya, or you die, you have to do both. There's two ways how to read. This is like this way, and this is like this way, the other way. But the Rambam very much puts the two things in together as one Indian. And I think it's a lean that I'm trying to get in. It's a scar of the umptus, which you can do with drash, you can do with halacha. And the point is, it's similar to the Kriya. It's hitting the umptus. I'll be massaged to the umptus. However you want to call it, sumenitza, maske the umptus, shvach to the umptus. That's the abtirikach. That's the smag and the rishbat and the passion of the war, you get to the halacha with the kriyas ha'tayra itself. And that's the two Rashis, that's how you can be asked two Rashis. If you look at the end of the Machzor Shekel, it's the whole Arichim. I think the Machzor Shekel comes to say this. Had the two Rashis is one you say, because this or this, the point is, if any way, in any form that is a scholar of the answer, that's Mekayim, this Havacha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You make a zone for you. In every room. All Achmarim mean Kodesh Kedoshim. In my house, the Moshe has been Kodesh Kedoshim. Nothing to argue with Moshe. Chas v'Shalom. I mean, like, but I'm just coming to the earth. I just have an earth on the way. He has two banks in the back, and that's all I'm coming to do. Basti the earth, the papal, and the Moshe Rubia, and he would explain to us exactly what he said, what he meant, and he would be so clear that no one would have anything to even open the mouth about. The Moshe is bedayik in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, that in Halacha, Dalad, the Rambam talks about Rish Chodesh, the Kriya Rish Chodesh. Then in Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings out a whole Mishnah, speaking on the Yadik, the Yom Kippurim, and he goes into the whole thing. So Moshe has a deed right away in the Rambam, that Halacha Ches brings down all the Kriyas that are based on Vedam Moshe and Yad Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. And so why did Rambam bring in Halacha Dalet, four lachs before, the Kriya of Rish Chodesh? So Moshe's first Ta'ar. But the Moshe's life story, Rish Chodesh, has nothing to do with Vayda B'Moshe's and Adesh and B'Moshe's. It's what? The Mishnah. So the next Shuvah, somebody asked Moshe your question. Two to two Shuvahs. This is where he starts in this Shuvah. He says, it has nothing to do with Vayda B'Moshe. It's an Indian to be Maski Rish Chodesh. Into the Maskir Rish Chodesh. Okay. So Shoyle is a Moshe, the next Shuvah for the Mishnah. So the Moshe starts off, it says, the Mishnah says, Tainis is Zichen Hat Al Yom Tov. Get his eye, it's not a Moed. You see, it's not everything in the Mishnah. So we have a Meir in our Shulchan, they put that into the Dabba Moshe. Then it says Shabbos will be made. Come Gemara, the Shabbos are called the Moed. But the Moshe, the Kriya said Shabbos has nothing to do with the Yabba Moshe. It's the Gemara Baba Kama that Al Shloya will give me Yabba Moshe, which is also the kind of Moshe, but it's not by Yabba Moshe, it's not by itself. So obviously it's Rav Dafka. So who is in? Rish Chodesh. The Prima Godin, the Kuflam and Hay, is holding up the back and the wound in the back of the desk, Mufurish. Kriya and Shabbos is the right stuff. The Kotel, by that Moshe, now there's no way itself. Not like a Moshe. It's the back. And the Prima Godin says, even though he personally argues and says the whole thing is only not Machta, the kind of Moshe, which is Rabbanan, he doesn't argue that it doesn't go on Shabbos. He just says, I don't agree with the back, that it's a Drash Gemurah. So the Moshe's pick that Shabbos is a Raganish, Bach and the people doesn't say not like. And the tiny is, which is a stronger tiny, but we have anywhere, we have an Iri and our Shulchan, not like that. I mean, the Maisha the Mishnah says Beit Behei, the Maisha Hanoi doesn't bring that as a smach. So it's definitely possible that it doesn't include everything in the Mishnah, but the Riz, when he brings down, and the second Tayfim and the Yerushalmi, they leave out the Shver ones, tinyness and everything else, and they say Yomtif, Shabbos, Yomtif, Talmud Moed, and Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh is derisive, not for Rabbanan, it's just going to be the Torah, it's derisive to get in. Now, Rav Moshe is Ma'ira, if Shabbos would be based on Vidav Moshe, not Yashon Malei Tov, we spoke about this like 2 weeks ago, so then you should have to lay Me'in Shabbos. Just like Yontif, you lay Me'in in Yontif, so every Shabbos you have to lay Me'in in Shabbos. But the Moshe, obviously, the Kriya of Shabbos has nothing to do with Vedav Moshe. Because if it had to do with Vedav Moshe, you would have to learn something about Shabbos. So what we said then was, we're going to go Barichas now, we come with Kamel Makarius, the fact that Torah was given on Shabbos, and the Medrash of Shabbos, and then Zug of Torah, that the whole tub of Shabbos is Torah. That's what the Barichas, that's what Torah was given on Shabbos. The Me'en HaMa'ir of Shabbos is called Torah Kula. he used to talk about Shabbos. Plato and Shabbos are ben zug. They're married. They're one. They're inseparable. The name of Kol HaTorah Kula is Mein HaMoed of Shabbos. The name of that's not such a kasha. The fact that Rav Moshe has a problem. How come when it comes to all the Yom Tovim, we forget the kriya of Shabbos and we just learn Yom Tov? In Rosh Chodesh, we do the whole Kriya of the week and we just end Rosh Chodesh for the rest of the week. But to Moshe, the answer is because the Yisrael of Kriya of Shabbos is Torah, the Yisrael of Kriya of Yom Tov is Torah. So it's the same meaning. So once you do the Kriya of Yom Tov, of the Yom Tov, which is Torah, Limud HaTorah, so you don't have to wait the Shabbos of the week. Mashiach, if you're Rosh Chodesh, it's just the Indian of being Malkia, that it's Rosh Chodesh, and then they were, it's not Limud. Now Limud, you can't lose the Limud, but then we have to do the Parashah of the week. But Moshe himself says that Chanukah and Purim is also not out of the Gabba Moshe, and it's out of Tzumi Nisa. And it's Chanukah Purim is in Parashat. So according to Moshe, it should have been in Halacha Dalet, in Halacha Chet. Rav Moshe himself says, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim are now at Limud HaTorah, it's the Sumanistas, Matzah, Rosh Chodesh. That's why all those three Kriyas, you still name the Parashah of the week. But the Rambam does Rosh Chodesh in Halacha Dalet, Chanukah, Purim puts in Chet. And then Rav Moshe also says, you're going to get to be a Kasha, that everything in this Mishnah is from Vayedava. So Moshe is like this one day. I'll prove to you Rosh Chodesh is not in Vayedava, Moshe. Because there's no din shoylin Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh. It's the same part. If I daven Moshe goes on Rosh Chodesh also, she should have to be shoyl. Then Rosh Chodesh will go, but I sent him the Mishnah, so Rosh Chodesh, I'll prove you it's everything that's in the Mishnah is not here. Why? Because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no din of Hochas Chag B'Chag. Mashiach speaks there. It's only better to go. You see, not everything that's in the parasha of Me'adim, in Perech of Gimel, Parashas Emma, goes into Vayda B'Moshe. In other words, it says Vayda B'Moshe, it's Me'adim, it's something many throw. It goes back past the whole Perech of Gimel. So, which has in Rosh Chodesh also. So, for Moshe, it happened in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it doesn't go back on that. I think so. It's called the Me'adim, Rosh Chodesh is called the Me'adim. So, it should be in there. That's what Bavoni is there. He says, but you see, doesn't go back to Rosh Hashanah and in Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Minei Bey is a kasha on his raya, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he himself says, you don't ever did Hachas Chag B'Chag, but he himself says the Kriya, Satayra of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is based on Yom Moshe. So what's your raya in Rosh Chodesh? He says, Rosh Chodesh, I'll prove to you, it's not of Yom Moshe, but it doesn't have Hachas Chag B'Chag. He himself says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur doesn't have Hachas Chag B'Chag, but the Kriya is by Yom Moshe. Whatever, I'm just being earlier on the rise. I don't have any of the clear right, and he himself, Bavarin, that he knows he's saying something a little funny because the Mishnah thinks they're not like that, and the Yisham is not like that, and all that. And there's no raya klar, except he has in one day, one Gemara, which again, I don't know the subject of, but there's a Gemara that says, Ein, we're not Machpid, you don't end up laying. What's the Mashiach? Ein Mashiach and Rosh Chodesh. He says, Rosh Chodesh is based on Midaba Moshe, when Ein Mashiach and Rosh Chodesh, the Moshe was the second. See, even there, it's not Tekonat Moshe. They actually want to sugi that out, yeah? You know, what happened just throw out of Tekonat Moshe that he wants to prove. There is one Zach. What?
Only if there's two Chanukahs also on that.
Right. It's complicated, yeah. Okay, I just want to end with one more thing. The halacha in Kuf Lam Zayin, it says, let's say you left out a pasuk. It's in Kuf Lam Zayin Tif Gimel, very interesting halacha. You missed a word, you missed a pasuk, you left out a word. But halacha is like this. The halacha is that if you missed a word or a pasuk on days Behei or Shabbos, Mincha, as long as you lay 10 sukkim, you're good to go. There's no thing you have to lay all the 10 sukkim. You have to lay 10 sukkim. You could be getting laying a different parasha, but for sure in this parasha, as long as you lay 10 sukkim, you're good to go. You don't lay and go back. Shabbos morning, it's going back to the Teshuvah in Yonah, the Shabbos morning, part of the din is you have to lay the whole Torah. From the beginning of the Torah, from the end of the Torah. So maybe if you miss a pasuk, you gotta go back. Say it's like mechaba. Let's say yomtiv, creation of yomtiv. If you missed a word, you missed a pasuk. So also, no problem. You missed a word, you missed a pasuk. As long as you lane, you have five aliyahs, whenever you have to lane, and you're good. I missed a pasuk. You look at the pasuk. You miss some Shabbos in the morning when you lane after say that sukkah. Say that parasha. That's what Allah says. But I'd rather, you know, if you're on sukkah, if you're only lane about Pesach and Shavuos, everything else, and you left out sukkah, that's no good. You got to lane about sukkah. So he's mash only if you left out the whole sukkah. As long as you did something in sukkah, every pasuk in sukkah, you have to make a haskara of sukkah. So as long as you made a haskara of the yontif, you didn't leave out the whole thrust of what the point of what you're laying that yontif, but on that yontif, you're good to go. That's it. So here's where the shayla is again. Let's say Shabbos morning, the shayla is again in two places. Shabbos morning, you medallied a word or a pasuk in the kriya from the beginning till shayla. And the same place in Shabbat, you have to go back. So, dealing the pasuk, after Shabbat, after people dealing the pasuk, it's quite a good title. Or, let's say it's Pashas Emma. And you left out a pasuk in Pashas Emma, Pashas Gimel, Pashas Me'adam. Whenever you read the Pashas week, you have to go back. L'chaira, in both of these cases, you should have to go back. Because, from the beginning to Shane, you read three times already by now. Mincha, Beis, and Hay. See, and I'm missing that word, and I'm missing that pasuk. The whole reason why you have to go back is because you're missing a pasuk, you're not missing the pasuk, you're going to get the whole Torah. Mayadin, Parshat Emma, so you missed it in the Parshat Emma, you're going to get it on Yontif. Whichever Yontif I'm with Elaine Emma. It doesn't be Tizra anyway. When you make it up, you go Shleki Tizra. That's the whole thing. That's the next halacha, as I said. You take Tizra in the Sukkah, and you go take over the Sukkah in the lane. And you go, Shalai Ketidjah. So, Mukhari, these two cases, it should be. So, the Prima Gadim clears it for Shaila by Mayadim. Okay? Clears it for Mayadim.
Huh?
In fact, you're not Mukhari, that should be. Come on, so you have to learn the whole day. You're learning the Torah. That's what it is. Zoom Kisari, you're learning the Torah. Prima Gadim clears Mayadim for Shaila. And the Achronim, by days vehei, you don't have to go back. My Mordechai Paskin, by days vehei, you don't have to go back. By Tosheni, you don't have to go back. We'll get to it. My Mordechai says, from the beginning of Tosheni, you don't go back. He doesn't talk about my Yadim. He says, if you want to go back, lay without a brother. Kavchaim Paskin to Lavach. The Daftari brings to many and say no. It could create Shabbos Lavaika. You're not Yoytu on the Rizan. You have to learn the whole period of Shabbos Lavaika. And then, Mayadim, in the Shaila, the Pimukhazim clears the stuff from Mayadim. He doesn't talk about that. I just need you two things. Lavush, it's clear that you have to go back. Because Lavush says, you study it. That's the takana. It's really the two stuff in that other word that we learned. Is it just that over the whole year you end up getting the whole Torah? Or every week you have to build parsha? The parsha is that are you days there and then you get the whole Torah. So the Bush is saying you got to do it Shabbos morning. Therefore you take the Sunday morning, you did Monday and the other. But when I say to my mother, he says, not like that. This list says. The Shaar Ephraim. Bring the Indian by Mayadim and says, Abadi Yetulayya. Abadi Yetulayya. Beis Behei, he says, when he handled in Hukhus Rosh Hashanah, in Hukhus Sukkot, he says, by Pashas Vezayt Abracha, if you left out a word or a pasuk, till Shani, you don't have to lay again. Why? Because you did it on Shabbos and Mayadim. So, the Achronim bring down the Shaar Ephraim, that you see he holds at the Maimon Mordechai, that by days behei, until Shani, since you landed in days behei, you're good to go. Masha'en came by Yontif, he says not. He says not. What's the difference? So it may be a murder because you start to figure this out. The chiluk could be that Shabbos, the assertive decree of Shabbos, is the commentary that did. So you know, Chazim Uyam and Boi Taiva, you have to have a pre of Shabbos of Taiva. The Kri Torah of Yontif is being masked in Yontif. Where Rav Moshe Tzad by Rosh Chodesh could be every Yontif, or even Medayim, before. That's just the Indian of Shloshim of Chag B'chag. Mentioned Yontif, it's not only Medayim the Kedit. So to be mashlim the Pasuk with the Kriya on Yontif, that's not a commentary to Kedit. That's Tami, it's the Mayer Yontif through the Halachas of Yontif, through saying the Psukim, a Kriya of the Psukim, but it's not a commentary to Kedit. You have a din of commentaries and laying the whole Torah. Mashiach in Beis Ve'ei is all part of the Tzana, Shilch Gimel Yom Avolei Torah. The main list of commentaries that can do. So that would work. That's one there you go. Other stuff to go is that the Shah Frayim only brings this halakha by Tashim Zoy Tavroch. Isn't that strange? What is it? Why does he bring it? It's the beginning of his Shabbat. It's still shady. So maybe he holds like a Lavush. That never works because you have to lay in Shabbos too. But the Zayis Abrach you're not doing Shabbos anyway. It's the only Kriya that you do on Yontif in the Seder Ha'Avashim. So once it's Yontif, so that he's dead, you're not worried so Beis Vehei, it's not Shabbos anyway. But the Kriya of Shabbos, you have like a Vush Seder thing, exactly you have to do Shabbos too. It's kind of interesting that the Zayis Abrach is a different Indian in the Mela. It's Beduk to get only Seder of the Zayis Abrach and not over there.
Well, that's
Mekayim HaKol, our dynasty. Eilech HaNabi. So there's a bracha, they were Mekayim that you've done on Shabbat. That's what's coming out. There's a bracha, they were Mekayim. Right.
Okay.